WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The White House says President Biden's at Camp David working with many advisors on debate prep for this Thursday. On his assumed opponent, Mr. Trump, ABC's Rachel Scott.
Even though the former president was out on the campaign trail essentially saying that he has no debate strategy, in reality, he is preparing more than he is actually letting on. I'm told he's had more than a dozen informal policy sessions with current and past advisors as well as Republican allies.
The Biden administration expected to announce more military aid for Ukraine, according to a U.S. official. Protests on both sides of the abortion issue outside the Supreme Court 2 years since the justices overturned Roe v. Wade, urging the House to use its long dormant power of inherent contempt to have Attorney General Merrick Garland brought to the chamber for trial. Florida Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, this over refusal to send the sound recording of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. Democrats are reminding voters what's at stake on this, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
President Biden is ready to sign Tammy Baldwin's Women's Health Protection Act that would make Roe v. Wade the law of the land. And he's been very clear. Politicians should not be making our health care choices.
Many Republicans say abortion is a matter best left to states. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A trail of damage was left across southern Wisconsin. Severe Saturday night storms and tornadoes rumbled from southwestern to southeastern Wisconsin. A likely tornado destroyed historic Apple Grove Lutheran Church in the Lafayette County village of Argyle. There's also considerable damage to structures and infrastructure in Janesville, according to a statement from the city. Power outages were reported in numerous locations, and there were cancellations due to the dangerous weather, including tacos and tequila in Franklin, and a Dave Matthews concert in Alpine Valley in East Troy. The good news, no injuries were reported. More storms are in the forecast for tonight, and some could be strong around midnight or later. I can also tell you that all roads in the area are open as of now, and that includes Highway 154 that was still closed early this morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a three-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring five runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 70s. Sun shines back for tomorrow. Not as muggy, but warm. Highs upper 80s. And sunny and near 80 degrees for the high Wednesday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday Tangents. Talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, there it is, Monday. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, back after a long weekend. Johnny Lupinacci, man, we are glad to have you back, you know, out there.
Yeah, on the road, but technically in the air, but, you know, I'm back in the saddle, so couldn't be happier to start the week off. Now, what a week.
What a week ahead of us, but I tell you, what's most important is to see you there with your gear. Because you were bringing your gear and it was lost in flight, and we were like, "What is Johnny?"
It wasn't lost; it's never arrived at the same. I, to be fair to the airlines, I hit a number of cities in a short amount of time, and so once it fell behind, it just kept traveling and missing me. And then it was here when I landed back in Washington, and you know, I got off the plane and went and picked my gear that never quite made it to me, but beat me home.
Nice.
And so I picked it up, and yeah, I'm all back in the home studio. And
if people are watching on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, you can see Johnny's got his mic, he's got his headphones, he's looking good. Johnny, you know what's great though?
Well,
come on,
if we're on the same page, I'm thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice if we and I could just head down and have a brew. Company Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Monaco Brewing Company. Those guys are big time advocates for public education. They're always working hard to build community and make great beer. You know what, Tim? What's funny about them is they brag they're the most sued brewery in America for good reasons, because they're taking on some big giants. But the Monaco Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Ah, there you go. Man, that's exactly why it's great. Monaco Brewing Company. But Busted Pencils, I tell you, Johnny, it was a week last week. You know, we ended with, I just go with the end, you know, Louisiana put in the Ten Commandments. Had to talk about that. But the other really big news, CNN last week dropped a major story. They did the research. It was finally about time to see this in the mainstream media. But looking at, we talk about this show. In fact, Minocqua Brewing Company, yeah, they went after the vouchers in Wisconsin. But in Arizona, a full expose of the voucher program in there, and then really got to, though, talk to an expert finally, not a journalist who tries to act like they understand education, truly went to Save Our Schools and got this person. She has 12 years experience teaching elementary and middle school. She's a seasoned expert in K-12 education policy. She's also a dedicated mom and a passionate advocate, and she is the director, founder of SOS, Save Our Schools Arizona. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Save Our Schools, Arizona. Beth Lewis, how are you doing, Beth?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. Coming to you from hot Arizona.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It's a little bit, you know, unseasonably or weirdly hot, because it's kind of like, for a lot of us outside of Arizona, it's like, well, it's always hot there, Beth. What do you mean it's hot?
It's hot, but it's humid. I don't know how y'all do it. The dry heat thing is real and it works. And right now, it's not working out for us.
So, Beth, before we get into this, you know, the vouchers, what's happening in Arizona, Save Our Schools Arizona. Talk a little bit about where Save Our Schools Arizona came, how it got founded. You give us some mechanics, what's happening with the organization.
Yeah, thanks. So we started in 2017. We were just moms and teachers that were going down to the Capitol after Trump got elected, trying to figure out what on earth was going on with classroom funding. And, you know, why was this lady, Betsy DeVos, becoming Secretary of Education? And lo and behold, they dropped a universal voucher bill in our legislature. And we got to watch sort of like the crazy political shenanigans that went down. And so we sat around a kitchen table and we're like, what are we going to do about this? Like, this will destroy our public schools. And so we did a referendum. We had to collect 110,000 signatures in 3 months in the Arizona heat. And everybody was like, oh, there's no way you could do this. You guys have no political experience. You know, you're just a bunch of moms. And we're like, well, watch us. And we did put it on the ballot in 2018. Voters rejected it 2-1. They absolutely stomped on that referendum. You know, vouchers never win when they're on the ballot. And that was true in Arizona. And then we kind of formalized and we said, well, we did this thing, but the voucher pushers aren't going to stop, so we can't stop either. And sure enough, they came back every single year. They tried to push, you know, more and more expansions. And then in 2022, they did the ultimate, you know, universal voucher expansion, the first and least accountable, most expansive in the entire country. And now we all have to sit here and deal with the devastating impacts of that decision.
Well, and that's the history there too, is Save Our Schools. And this, you know, what I like though too is what you talked about here, Beth. It's, you know, a bunch of people's like a bunch of moms, but you're the, you know, not the Moms for Liberty. And I love Save Our Schools finally getting some media exposure because of the hard work that you guys are doing. And people are thin are going, SOS, maybe there's one in my state. There very well may be. In fact, look across. It was, you know, the early to the Save Our Schools. Some people are going, I remember in 2011 or 12 when Matt Damon spoke in Washington, D.C. Yeah, that was kind of the origins of grassroots, truly grassroots parents, students, teachers, activists getting together and saying, save our schools. Because Beth, you highlighted very much what you knew in 2017 was they were coming for public education as we know it, whether it's in the vouchers. And so, yeah, if you're out there listening going, see if there is a Save Our Schools, but get this movement, because I was really looking forward to having you on, Beth, because I think the Save Our Schools movement needs to be reignited across this country. And so when you're talking about the voucher expansion into Arizona, we know the expansion in Wisconsin. We know the expansion in Ohio. We know the expansion in Florida. It's expanding everywhere. And so thank you for the hard work, first of all, that you and Save Our Schools Arizona is doing out there.
Oh, thanks for the thanks. It's exhausting, but it is so worth it. I know you all, well, you, Tim, are in Wisconsin. We work with the amazing folks at the Wisconsin Public Education Network. We are not all affiliated under the name Save Our Schools, but there are organizations like ours and Wisconsin Penn in every single state. And I'm happy to connect you. So just reach out on Twitter or whatever your social media is and get you connected, because you're right, Tim.
Yeah, it's good because the movement, yeah, because it's just going to continue. And as you say, as they point out really in the CNN here is that the kind of the unaccountable, but then, you know, the vouchers, let's do this. So we have to always do this. Vouchers 101 in Arizona. What are they? How do they work? And why is Save Our Schools Arizona saying no vouchers?
Yeah, so a voucher is basically, you know, just the government handing over $7,000 to $40,000 on a debit card or in an account for anybody to use, basically however they wish, with very few guardrails in Arizona, which I know sounds bananas, but it's really true. So folks can use it for anything that's deemed educational by our totally wackadoodle Department of Education run by a superintendent who really doesn't believe in public schools. And so a lot of folks who are using the voucher are people who always chose private school. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. But now they're taking this huge amount of money that our state cannot afford and nobody budgeted for. There are also a lot of folks that are using it to homeschool. Most folks will tell you it does not cost $7,000 per child to homeschool. And so there's tons of waste in the system. And you can even see all of these Facebook posts of parents saying, I don't even know how to spend all of this money, you know, like crowdsourcing ideas of like, I have all this extra money, what could I do with it? And so they're coming up with like, you know, kayaks and bounce houses and water park admission. And the Department of Education is just greenlighting all of this. We just had a report last week that said that they were buying, there was an $1,800 collectible Star Wars Lego set.
I was gonna say that Arizona is the news story with people buying like Johnny the ultra ultimate Lego sets, you know, like with a Millennium Falcon you can actually take between planets once you build it, you know, it's fully got the work. Yeah, I mean thousands of dollars, you know, unaccountable. But you know, Johnny, when we've talked about that, we kind of hinted that in Florida there was some noise about some of the vouchers being used on Disney trips in you know, things like that. But the reality now, though, is Beth, these aren't fake stories. This is what's happening, because the money, if I'm a person, what you're saying is, and so I potentially homeschool my kids, and I'm like, wait a minute, I now have access to upwards of minimum $7,000 that's mine. The state doesn't ask me for receipts to say, how did you spend this the right way? Or there's not guardrails. Or is it just, I make the connection of going, well, it's a bounce house and we're studying the physics of bouncing.
Right. Yeah. They do ask for the receipts, right? And there's a review process, but that's the process, right? Is saying, well, you know, I saw a basketball hoop at a local public school that serves 1,000 kids. So I should get to have a basketball hoop in my front yard for PE for my kid, you know, same with like a piano in every living room. It's just completely washes away the entire idea of public education. And it's actually really fiscally irresponsible and is being pushed by people who champion themselves as, you know, the responsible ones. So yeah, it's open to a ton of grift. We've got private schools that are jacking up their tuition rates because, you know, free enterprise system's going to do what it's going to do. And we also have a lot of subpar strip mall schools that are popping up everywhere. And there's no regulation. There's no safety regulation. So we have no idea if the folks in front of kids are qualified teachers, whether they're teaching qualified curriculum, whether they're teaching that, you know, I don't know, Jesus rode a dinosaur 6,000 years ago. We don't know, but we do know that they're not accredited and they're popping up everywhere. And we even have like micro schools opening in people's garages and nobody knows whether kids are learning next to like power tools.
Our guest is Beth Lewis, Save Our Schools, Arizona. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Yeah, you can give us a call, 855-752-4842. Vouchers in Arizona. CNN did a huge story last week. Beth was featured in that story. You kind of hinted, though, too. I want to ask the question, wait, Jesus and dinosaurs, that didn't happen? Oh, wait, that can be taught. Hey, people in a public school, that's what we want to get into. What are the accountable regulations that go in? Or actually, there aren't very many. And really, this, who's drawing on this unregulated tax money? Who are the people grabbing the vouchers? It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Give us a call when we get back.
News from the center, WRCE.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone, because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/APCRadio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/APCRadio.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guests, director, executive director Beth Lewis, Save Our Schools Arizona. The number is 855-752-4842. Sherry and Horicon, thank you for saying good evening, Johnny. We always love when Sherry's out there texting in to tell us hello. Appreciate that. Johnny Lupinacci, so we were talking about the vouchers, and we say, you know, what's happening in your state with vouchers? So what's happening in Florida? What's happening in Wisconsin? What's happening in Ohio? What's happening in Arizona sounds very much like what they've kind of warned us about. So before we get into how vouchers are being used, Beth, I was wondering, though, the question of going, but why did somebody originally say, hey, we should give kids a voucher so they can go to private schools? I mean, what was the original thought there?
It's a complicated answer. I mean, if you go back to, you know, the segregation academies in the 60s that were a result of Brown versus Board, like, you can point to the very, very racist roots of the original voucher system, which was championed then by Milton Friedman, right, who is obviously not a friend to public education and, you know, not a good guy. But then if we look at sort of the modern iteration, there's been a lot of money poured into these fights across the states. And it's always starting with sort of like a sympathetic audience. Like, we want to help low-income students. We want to help children of color. We want to help students with special needs. And it's been proven time and time again that these special interests are really just trying to wedge open the door, right, to sort of condition folks in that state to maybe think that vouchers are a good idea. And they started in Arizona with special education students. But it's, you know, it's taken different pathways in different states. But bottom line, we know that's not the kids that it's benefiting.
No, we put that out there too, because, you know, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, the home of vouchers, we said it was put forth as, yeah, we're going to give kids, poor kids, typically minority poor kids who are in failing public schools, we're going to give them an exit path to a private school or the school of their choice where they can take their tax money that would be going to that local failing public school, and they can kind of put it in their backpack and go find a thriving private school or a home school, but they can get, you know, it's the escape. And as you pointed out, Beth, now 40 years later, we have the research and academic escape. No, it doesn't do that. In fact, looking at Josh Cowan's research out of Michigan State University, the academics actually suffer when kids take vouchers and leave the public schools. So they're not there. But now, Johnny Lupinacci, wondering about you, though, man, you're thinking about this. How we kind of, you know, we're rehashing in one way a story that we've heard lots and lots of times, but the idea that Beth was kind of indicating here, the unaccountable or even the kind of no boundaries. So you as a parent, Johnny, you can now dip into $7,000 and do what you want with it. I was wondering what you were thinking about that.
Well, I think that's a flippant comment on how it works. But that's how sometimes news and radio works, right, Tim? It's not, you know, it's not just you get to do whatever, although it's pretty loose in some places and it's being tested out. And I'll match that with an equally flippant comment in politics. For a long time, we test the boundaries in Arizona. We do it with radical politics. We do it with radical conservatism. It's saying like, hey, let's see how far we can push it. And Arizona's led us in that. Like, hey, we can push the boundaries this far. We can have a neo-Nazi run for office. They might not win, but we can see how far. Mm. And Arizona's unfortunately been, and that's not to speak ill of the great teachers mm-hmm. that I work with in Phoenix, that I work with in Tucson. There's amazing people in Arizona. So when we talk about these places, we got to be careful not to be like the big bad Arizonans, right? Because it's not representative of the people of Arizona. And Beth can attest to that. As she said, you know, never underestimate a mom, let alone a bunch of moms, let alone moms that are also experienced educators, right? And so, you know, I think to kind of get back to that, though, Tim, we see these boundaries being tested in places like Arizona, in places like Florida, and now 12 states. Well, in Oklahoma, it's a little different, right? Because it's a tax credit. But there is a problem, and it's an education problem in this country. I don't agree with this particular solution, but something has to happen. Something has to be different about how we support good schools, because no kid should have to go to a bad school. And right now, depending on either how you look, where you live, or how much money your family has, kind of determines what kind of school you can be in this country. And so that just should never be the case. So we back way up and say, hey, if we funded our public schools instead of tried these other things, and I'll get to my punchline. These other things are really not trial and error. They're intentional, and they're about creating a marketplace, more spending. So that $7,000, Tim, you asked me what I would do with, it's economic stimulus in the in the camouflage of, hey, we're going to help families educate their kids. Really, they just want more money going into, they want more basketball hoops sold. Because I think Beth hit the nail on the head. She said, you know, like, these are supposed to be fiscal conservatives. They're not. They want money spent, which is money made for the big box stores and the industries that they're supporting. So rather than support a public municipal system where they say, like, hey, we have parks that we share, we have good PE curriculums, you can play rec basketball. In fact, we even have youth centers and things like that that may be nonprofit or community run. And we fund those through government, municipalities, and tax dollars, right? Well, that sure sounds like a whole lot of Democrat talk, doesn't it, Tim? You know, so that become this whole thing is like, we want free market. Beth, you should have a hoop at your house. Johnny should have a hoop at his house. In fact, if we want our kids to swim, we should be able to buy swimming pools. And the case being made here, though, is that there is an educational component. Because I will tell you, as a STEM teacher, I've bought Lego sets. I think it's a great way to teach kids, right? I've taken kids to amusement parks, specifically as a high school physics teacher. I know, Tim, you know, like, you're in Ohio, man. We went to Cedar Point 3 times a year, right? So, I mean, but we also learned while having fun together. Those are great things that our public schools can do, and in fact, do better. And yeah, I'm saying it, do better than we can individually. And you know this, Tim, like, I've chosen homeschool in certain contexts. So I will say, like, it does cost more than $7,000. So this is just money camouflage to spend. Like, this is just like to get industry, to make more money, to get spending. It has nothing to do with improving education. It really doesn't. And like Beth is saying, it's taking money away from things we really do need to invest in as a community.
Yeah, Beth.
Well, I think the context in Arizona matters too, where, I mean, in all of our states are underfunded to a degree, but Arizona being 49th in per student spending in the entire country means like there is no fat to trim, right? So every time money leaves via a voucher, like, it is leading to huge school closures, teacher layoffs. And so it's really, as a teacher, like, seeing families taking out collectible Lego sets when we have to beg and scrimp and save and, you know, borrow in order to do just the absolute basics. Like, as a PTO leader for my school this year, we were begging for copy paper and Kleenex.
Yeah. See, it's Beth Lewis, Save Our Schools Arizona, Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. The number is 855-752-4842. Hey, give us a call when we get back. Ask some questions here, because you have big exposure in CNN last week about what's happening in Arizona. And a lot of this money, though, going to, and we're going to hit this when we get back, unaccountable religious private schools. And what's the issue there? More Busted Pencils when we get back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is stumping for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. Wisconsin State School Superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Summer is the best time to schedule sports physicals because you have more free time on the off-season for all school sports. Richland Hospital and Clinic's Dr. Brian Kroll thinks this as well.
Now that the school year's over and you've got some extra time and going to the pool in the summer, it's a perfect opportunity to schedule a sports physical so then you're good for the seasons to come. And that'll be a nice opportunity to do that so you're set up for 2 years versus waiting until the fall when school gets busy again.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics can schedule physicals around your busy schedule. All high school and college athletes are welcome to make an appointment. Our forecast for the WRCE listening area calls for sunny, then partly cloudy skies, turning warm with a high of 84. Then tonight, muggy with isolated thunderstorms early, more widespread around midnight or after, and some could be strong with a low of 69. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, damaging wind gusts, and large hail. A low in the low 70s. Sun shines back for tomorrow, not as muggy but warm, highs upper 80s. And sunny and near 80 degrees for the high Wednesday.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's
crude and dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Yeah, give us a call. Our guest,
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Carbless, Bliss,